from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
You know, one thing I can't stand is hearing about how noble the freaking Jedi are. They are a group of religious thugs who worked as the muscle of the quite corrupt Republic Senate. They carry a lightsaber. That's right, kids, a laser sword. And if that's not a violent badge of office, I don't know what is. They use these things to lop off the arms of anyone and everyone who doesn't agree with them. Trust me, there's a long trail of limbs behind this so-called Holy Order, and it's almost as long as the history of deception that this order is based on. Let's take a look at Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn. Upon boarding a Trade Federation starship to settle a trade embargo with Naboo, his plan of action is to threaten the Nemodians. Not negotiate, not hold a peace conference, but to literally threaten them with force until the Nemodians bend the knee to the high and mighty Jedi Order and do their bidding. Then, later on, he willingly attempts to employ probably the most vile weapon in the Jedi arsenal, the Jedi Mind Trick. While here on Tatooine, he tried using the mind trick on an innocent shopkeep named Watto. Thankfully for this meager junk seller, the trick doesn't work on his species, the Tadarians. But Jinn wasn't done trying to cheat Watto, not by a long shot. During a gamble for the ownership of Anakin Skywalker, Jinn used the Force to make the dice roll in his favor. He blatantly cheated. How noble. Let's also point out that the Jedi tactic of aggressive negotiations wasn't used to free Skywalker's mother, Shmi. Two reasons for this. One, Jinn didn't give two squats about freedom for slaves at all. And two, Shmi would have gotten in the way of Anakin's training, so this way he could abduct the child and no one could say anything about it. This was selfishness at its darkest level. Speaking of the mind trick, let's stop and think about just how invasive this practice is. It's as if your mind is being raped by the Jedi in order to get what the Jedi wants. It is the worst form of abuse I can possibly think of, and if there's one thing I know about, it's how to abuse people. Next, let's take a look at how this method of deception continued to be used by Jinn's former Padawan, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He uses it to dissuade a street dealer from his means of making a living simply because Obi-Wan didn't approve of it. There's the case of the sand troopers who were looking for stolen Imperial property, whose minds were also violated by Kenobi. Yeah, we take that one kind of personal. Next comes Han Solo, who, it has been rumored, wasn't even going to take the job until Kenobi used the same method of manipulation. He continues this sort of thing throughout the rest of the accounts, and even went on to train this sick mind screw to another victim of his manipulation, Luke Skywalker. Of course, like Qui-Gon Jinn before him, Skywalker had a bad habit of trying to invade the wrong minds, finding out that Hutts aren't susceptible to the Jedi either. And since we're talking about the boss's baby boy, let's also point out that Obi-Wan knowingly and willingly lied to Skywalker about who his father was in order to push the kid into joining the terrorist organization known as the Rebellion. For the love of Lucas, stop worshiping these violent zealots. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View. All rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
www.adpov.net